The state's green chemistry law requires businesses to identify and, when feasible, find alternatives to chemicals that could be harmful. 1,200 chemicals like formaldehyde and lead found in a wide range of products are regulated under the law. More than a dozen Democratic lawmakers have joined industries that say it could generate unpredictable costs. Both want an economic study first. But Jim Markson, with the Department of Toxic Substances Control, says that would be premature.
We don't know what products we're going to be looking at. However, when we do identify those products, we will be doing an economic review and looking at the impacts on those industries and the costs associated with them.
The final comment period for the regulations ends this week. At the State Capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.